This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go, hour three of the nation, and it's time to talk some Dallas Stars. We have a basketball chatter coming up here in about 20 minutes, but Greg Wyshynski, Puck Daddy, ESPN, joins you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for coming on again. How you been?
I've been good, man. It's been an interesting trade deadline in the sense that everything happened yesterday, and most of today has been spent trying to figure out if the names we're reading are real or fake. There's just a lot of names that we're quite unfamiliar with being signed to contracts today.
It is incredible player movement all over the place happening now. We're kind of hoping for more from the Stars. What is their outlook? Do they have a legitimate path to making the team better?
I mean, they certainly do. I'm curious to see what their next steps are, because they clearly wanted to keep Michael Granlin around, and he ended up having 21 million reasons to leave with the Anaheim Ducks signing him away, which was a bit of a surprise. Like, I really thought Granlin had found a nice fit with Dallas. I thought he'd want to hang out with the Finnish Mafia, you know, thread passes to Mikko Rantanen for the next 3 years. But I think he took a look at the free agent center market and the free agent forward market and knew that if he went out and tested it, he'd probably find himself a much higher salary than the Stars could offer. And that's exactly what happened with the Anaheim Ducks. So, you know, I think that the Stars might have to start exploring the trade market and see what's out there, because the free agent market probably isn't going to give them the solution to some of the issues that they have in their lineup.
Yeah, like, they were able to bring back Roddick Foxa. You know, that adds some depth. Good center player, knows the organization, as you know. But when you mention the trades, like, what do you think's out there? Like, who do you think they could go for? I know I asked about Brady Tkachuk. That was wishful thinking there, Greg. Ottawa, you mentioned they're not going to trade him. But I'm seeing Florida keep the whole group and core back together. I'm like, Jim Nill's 3 years in a row GM of the year. He's a wizard. We love him. But what can the Stars do to get over the hump here?
Well, first of all, he probably shouldn't have won it this year, man. Bill Zito did a hell of a job with Florida. I think that Marchand deal was as much as good as the Rantanen deal. You know, I don't have any names to give you, because I don't want to give anybody a false sense that I know more than I know insofar as what could be available to Dallas. But I will tell you that I think that with Granlin leaving, they definitely should be in the market for a veteran playmaker, someone who's going to be able to send passes to guys like Rantanen and others in the lineup. And I also think that they need to address their blue line. You know, they've been a team that has been seemingly, you know, searching for that physical veteran presence on their defense every season, whether it was bringing in Chris Tanev a couple of years ago. Obviously, they bought in Cody Ceci when they made the Granlin deal. CC goes over to the LA Kings. There's definitely things in this lineup that they need. And like I said, I just don't know if you're going to be able to find those things on the unrestricted free agent market, just because it was thin to begin with. And there's already been a bit of a shopping spree in the last 2 days.
Do they have forwards to spare? Do you feel like we can trade away from something that maybe we're redundant at?
I mean, you know, sure, but I mean, it would have to be a player to player for player deal. I mean, I think you could definitely, you know, move a forward if you're getting, you know, maybe an upgrade back, or if you're going to address the blue line back. But, you know, like I said, I think at this point in the offseason, it's probably the trade route that you're looking at. And again, the interesting thing about this offseason is we know what the cap is next year. We know what the cap's going to be for the next two seasons. And I think the fact that it is rising at such a rapid rate has led to, one, a lot of teams keeping their talent. I'm kind of stunned by how much re-signing has happened in the NHL during this offseason. So that's one factor. And two, I think it's going to extend the action that we see in the trade market into August. I think it's going to be a pretty long offseason insofar as teams really taking a deep dive into their roster, into their salary structure, and there may be the possibility of having some guys available later in the offseason that might not be there in previous offseasons.
That's really interesting, Greg. Now, to look back on what we witnessed, like to get owned that bad for a second year in a row and then to see Florida whoop Edmonton, I think Stars fans are just like, wow, who are we? Were we ever really in this thing?
I mean, you know, everybody has their Achilles heel, and clearly Edmonton has their number. I mean, it's one of those things where when Pete DeBoer decided to throw Jake Oettinger under the bus for his inability to beat the Oilers, I'm like, buddy, take a look at the rest of your roster. I mean, his entire team has struggled against McDavid and Draisaitl over the last couple seasons. You know, listen, I think this is a really good team. I picked them to win the Cup last year. They make the Rantanen deal. It makes them even better. I mean, he's an absolute force of nature when it comes to his offense, and I think he showed his value in the postseason in getting them through that to the conference final again. What I'm interested to see is this coaching change going from Pete DeBoer to Glenn Gullitson. Gullitson, obviously, the extremely rare case of somebody who was with the organization many, many years ago and now gets a second chance to prove his worth as a head coach after learning a thing or two on the Edmonton bench and being a head coach in Calgary. Jim Neal talked about the needs of this team from a system standpoint and maybe being a little bit more aggressive offensively when it comes to the playoffs. I like that thought. I think Gullitson's a good guy for it. He ran the Oilers power play that was the best in the league when he was up there. Now, granted, he had McDavid and Draisaitl to quarterback that power play, but still I think he's got the right mindset for what this team might need to do better in order to finally get over the hump and play for the Cup.
So when it comes to Gullitson, you brought up a lot of great points that we've discussed. I guess the question would be, with him running the top power play unit, was that a reflection of him, or was it a reflection of, well, you've got two of the best players in the world in McDavid and Draisaitl?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, obviously, like, it's a real fun toy chest to play in when you've got the two best players in the world offensively to use on your power play. But it's also the structure. I mean, I thought he put them in the right positions to try to thrive. Again, like, are the results going to be repeatable? No. I don't think anyone's expecting the Dallas Stars to all of a sudden have a power play that clicks at like 26% next season. But it's just, it goes to show that he's an offensive-minded guy. I know McDavid was a real big fan of Gullitson, you know, during his time as an assistant. It's one of the reasons why Gullitson lasted in Edmonton through, I think, like three different coaching changes, maybe even four. So, you know, I'm a big fan of guys kind of learning a little bit. You know, maybe he was in over his head his first gig. The Calgary thing was just some unfortunate timing for where that team was. I think he's really had a chance to learn a thing or two and to become a better head coach, and I'm really excited to see what he's able to do now in Dallas.
Do you think McDavid would ever leave Edmonton?
Yeah, I totally think he would. I wrote about this last week on ESPN.com. There's three things on the table for Connor right now. It's leaving next summer as a free agent. If he really believes that the path forward in Edmonton will not give him an opportunity beyond next season to really contend for a cup, I think those odds are thin, but I don't think that they're zero. There's the possibility that he signs long-term in Edmonton like Leon Draisaitl did. I don't think that's necessarily what he's going to do, because I think McDavid wants to give this team a chance to win with him there, but not necessarily commit the next 8 years of his life to being there. And then there's the other option, which seems to be where things are trending, which is for him to take a gigantic salaried 4-year contract, probably in that neighborhood, where he'll be under contract next season, 4 more after that. And now you've given Edmonton a pretty healthy window to win with you before you can go become an unrestricted free agent in your early 30s and still make incredible bank as what will probably still be the best player in the world.
Everyone's still just fighting for second, though, with what Florida's doing, right?
Seems that way. I mean, you know, listen, it's hard to fathom a team making the Stanley Cup final for 4 consecutive seasons. No one's done it since the Islanders dynasty in the early 1980s. Like, no one's done it. And so they're trying to do something that's really unprecedented and completely unprecedented in the salary cap era. But, you know, they've hit on a real formula now down there, which is bring in some guys that are hungry to win because they haven't done it before. They just signed Jeff Petrie, a veteran defenseman who's never won a cup, and he's going to be the next in a series of veteran defensemen they've bought in to fill out that group. And also to not really stress about the regular season. I mean, there's a number of guys on this team, Sam Bennett being one, Aaron Ekblad being another, that have really good regular seasons, but not regular seasons that are anywhere near as what they do in the playoffs. And that kind of seems like that's in the entire team now. They'll play well enough to make the playoffs, play well enough to hopefully maybe get home ice if you can. But if you don't, no big deal. Just, you know, be confident that Bennett, Marchand, Ekblad, Barkov, like all these guys, Bobrovsky among them, are just going to elevate their games to a completely different level when the postseason starts. And for three years running, that's exactly what's happened.
Wow, this is incredible. Now, how do you think the Stars match up on paper with Florida, assuming they find that extra gear? Is that just like a non-starter?
I mean, at this point, you could probably say it's a non-starter because they need to build out their depth. I need to see what they do on their blue line. You know, I think I love Ottinger, but I mean, there is a certain amount of let's show up the old coach in the postseason for how we expect him to play. I still think this is a really good team, and I do love the idea of running it back with Jamie Benn. They've got some holes to fill now with Granlund leaving and like I said, on defense, and that probably has to be addressed before you can even think about trying to take out the Florida Panthers in a Stanley Cup final, assuming they get there.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. And for those that maybe are just tuning in, Granlund going to Anaheim, starts bringing back Roddick Fox, a Blackwell as well. And it doesn't seem like Dodonov's going to be coming back to Dallas either. But you brought up Jamie Benn there. And how much do you think Jamie's got left? Obviously, he's the captain. He's well-respected. But we weren't sure if maybe we were watching the last game Jamie would play at the AAC before he signed this one-year deal.
Yeah. I mean, me too. But honestly, you know, from everything that Jim Nill has said, that's going to be Ben's decision to make. I mean, as long as he wants to play, it seems like he's going to have a home on this roster. And the deal he signed, which is for peanuts, but also kind of incentive laden, is exactly what you'd expect someone at his age and at his experience to sign at this point. It's no harm, no foul. Like, they clearly value his leadership. They clearly value his presence in the locker room. I talked to a number of the Stars players during the conference final who, you know, spoke so glowingly about what he's meant to them in their maturation as NHL players. And you know what kind of impression he leaves on young players. So having him around, I think, you know, from what they want to build culturally, an important thing. And if it's not going to kill you financially to keep him around, that he's going to be here until he retires a Star.
Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your off season, sir.
Anytime. I think it'll be a little bit busier than previous ones, but today is a good start. I mean, at the very least, I can start thinking about margarita recipes, which
there
is always
go.
A good thing.
I love it. Thanks for carving out some time, man, and we'll chat with you soon.
Anytime, thanks.
Greg Wyshynski is the man, isn't he?
I mean, Greg's the best.
The puck daddy, the personality, the insights. It's so good to have that. And he joined us several times throughout the year. Picked the Stars. I mean,
he did, man. Yeah. He's been high on our Dallas Stars. Now, we do have some coaching updates. So they made the Glenn Gullitson hire official. Neil Graham, who we thought could get that head coaching job, he is going to be an assistant coach on staff.
There we go.
For Gullitson. And Elaine Nasruddin, who ran the defense, was on staff with Pete DeBoer. He is staying as well. So you've got Neil Graham elevated, and that's great. I mean, I kind of do think Neil Graham's probably the coach in waiting. We'll see how that dynamic works. But
yeah, I like the cut of his jib. I really do. And the beard factor, like there's a presence about this guy.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Graham.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, when we come back, it's time to talk some hoop. Who's got this, Chief?
Yeah, Rimming? Man, let's go ahead and crank open a rim sesh. We got LeBron and Giannis potentially a little bit upset, and the Texas teams are doing it big. That's next right here.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here's Chief to talk some hoop.
Yeah, man, let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that summer snoozer, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Boom, always boom. A special occasion when Mark Stein has the Mavs coaching update.
Man, what is Matt Barry doing in this firefighting outfit right now? Like, what is going on here?
You guys seeing this? You were so much better when you did your firefighter training event with Sean and RJ last month.
Making a mockery of the whole thing. At least take it seriously.
Yeah, he's not even showing any plumber's crack.
Thank you, Chief.
Amen, come on, bro.
Show a little skin.
How about Barry? A little commitment to it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Is this a salute to fire after and first responders after the weekend? Maybe. There's a 50 up in the corner. They're doing like 50 for 50?
50 like years of service?
Sports Center firefighter extravaganza?
50 votes, 50 days? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know, but He's got a chance to make it on the SC, not top 10 on Friday after that performance, huh?
Trying to do my best Broadus over here, bro.
Guys, just...
I like what you're doing, chasing squirrels.
Figure the people would like that.
Broadus is going viral right now on Cowboys Twitter for talking about busting on Guyton with Vach Lombardi.
Oh, on their podcast. He busted on Guyton?
Yeah, again. Jeez. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
He's got to stop that.
Vach's face just lights up. He doesn't AO or pause him. He just kind of
you gotta
eyes
let him
get
go.
Real big. So Mark Stein, of course, you know, Mavericks lose Sean Sweeney to San Antonio. That sucks. That hurts. That stings. But Jason Kidd is going to try and convince Frank Vogel, who actually worked last season as a consultant to the team, trying to get him to take Sweeney's spot.
Okay.
So that's a been there, done that as a head coach,
defensive
guy.
LeBron guy.
Potentially another LeBron guy, even though I guess, I mean, he was a LeBron guy. And then, of course, inevitably, LeBron got him fired.
Oh, he was,
you know, that, like Jason Kidd never got to that point where LeBron wanted him gone
because
he was just the assistant man. And so he got to go get the head coaching job. LeBron hasn't been granted the opportunity to say, I want you fired, Jason Kidd, but he has to Frank Vogel. So I'm still out on the LeBron stuff, even though Shams did have a quote late on SportsCenter last night after just a relatively whack day one of NBA free agency.
Oh, was he covering his ass? Because it was going to be such a great day. Well, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Shams? Such a great day.
He did not do enough ass covering for my taste.
I want that thing covered.
But he said LeBron James will look to finish his career with another team if he feels he cannot compete for a championship with the Lakers, even though he downplayed the idea of needing championships to solidify a legacy. I may have added some to that quote there, but that's the gist.
Well, I think there's no way you win a championship with the Lakers. The only way they're going to win it is if they trade LeBron for supporting pieces around Luka.
By the way, J.J. Barea is going to the staff of Denver. He's going to be on the Denver staff, so we couldn't find a way to make room for J.J.
No, we don't like our former player. They probably didn't even know J.J. Barea played for the Mavericks.
Yeah, that's true. The Adelsons are like,
who is J.J. Barea?
J.J. Barea.
From Puerto Rico?
All kinds of crazy things could happen if he tried to walk into that building with them not knowing who the hell he is.
Yeah.
Be embarrassing.
It is true, man. Like, they'll get him escorted out of the building.
My name is on that championship banner.
Go turn the film on 2011 and then come back out here and apologize to me.
They call me the LeBron stopper.
You don't win that finals without him.
No, hell no, you don't.
Maybe this is further proof that the Mavs are trying to get LeBron because there's no way LeBron comes to the Mavs if he's being coached by JJ.
That's true. That's probably some bad blood.
So things are starting to make sense now, boys. We also have Jared Dudley wanting to stay in Dallas on staff, but Denver has been seriously trying to rip him away. They're going to give him like the first seat next to the head coach. Oh. So Dudley, as much as he wants to stay in the big D, he might have to go to a smaller D in Denver to be the big man.
Okay, makes sense, you know. You got to climb the ladder.
Just a different...
Got to be lead assistant.
Different looking coaching staff, dude. Definitely going to be different looking staff here.
Is it a red flag? I don't know.
For
J. Kidd.
Yeah, I don't... I think the Sweeney thing is a red flag.
I think the Sweeney thing hurts a lot. I agree with you. 360, 50 states in 50 days. It's what SportsCenter is doing. Back to you, Eric.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't read.
So what was today's state?
We'll never know.
The fire department.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Sweet. We got that covered. Okay.
Cell state.
How about what the Rockets are doing, though, man? I mean, we're talking about the Mavs being deep.
Yeah.
The Rockets are getting it done. They make the Kevin Durant move, and we're like, hey, just that alone doesn't change a ton for them. Definitely fills a need for scoring, but they continue to have a bunch of resources, and now they're using them. And
they did trade Dylan Brooks, right?
Yeah, he was traded to Dylan Brooks.
And some picks, yeah.
But they bring in Dorian Finney-Smith, which we'll get to in a second, but he's now... obviously a part of what is a great defense. He adds to that. His three-point shooting was pretty impressive towards the end of the season with the Lakers last year. Apparently Rob Pelinka was going around telling teams that his lower extremities were just tanked so that he could drop his value around the league. So DFS was ticked, which also cannot make Luka feel happy because Luka loves Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yes.
So there's a lot of weird things going on in Lakerland right now with LeBron, Dorian Finney-Smith. Now he's a Rocket. How does Luka feel? Probably not great. People are wondering, like, if Rob Pelinka has so much loyalty to Kobe that he's actively playing defense against LeBron getting that fifth ring? You know, it's like a fair question to ask right now.
Well, I saw also other people were saying, man, after the Luka trade, it just made everybody forget that Rob Pelinka actually sucks at being a GM.
Yeah.
But we all forgot about that because of Nico's incompetence.
But he's great at looking like Rob Lowe.
He does.
Got that nailed.
Very few GMs can really say that.
Somehow be
related.
There's something there.
Is that or is that like a plastic surgery package you can get in Los Angeles? I'd like the Rob Pelinka, please. Or I'd like the Rob Lowe.
The Rob Lowe.
Or I'd like the Kardashian.
And then you also change your name to Rob just to really lean all the way into the robbing of this dude's entire life.
A lot that goes along with it.
What is his real name?
So DFS to the Rockets after KD. Then they bring in, they have Clint Capella added. So now, I mean, they're three bigs. You have Sengun, who's skilled at scoring. You have Adams, who's just a total bruiser. Love to have that guy.
Oh, he's always been one of those dudes enforcer that you just love to have on your team.
And then Clint Capella, who's, you know, pretty athletic for a big man. So
scared of the Mavs, bro. I mean, everybody's got to match up with the Mavs size now. We are the trendsetters. We are the trailblazers, if you will, of the NBA.
Yeah.
When it comes to roster building.
The Nuggets with Joker, and then they bring in Jonas Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of bigs in the Western Conference, but what the Rockets are doing right now I think is pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
I do wonder what type of friction there is between Kevin Durant and Dorian Finney-Smith, though.
From
the most recent Mind the Game podcast where Kevin Durant was the guest, and just inexplicably, now this is before Kevin Durant knows he's about to be teammates with Dorian Finney-Smith. But they're talking, it's Steve Nash, it's Kevin Durant, it's LeBron James, it's red wine flowing, right? And they're talking about, they're going inside basketball, they're talking about mid-range and late in the shot clock, they're going deep, and for no reason, Kevin Durant has to name drop in a negative light his now new teammate, Dorian Finney-Smith.
Because the mid-range, I believe, is if you can't find a good shot, we should look for the good shots early, the threes. Mm-hmm.
Attack the paint.
Attack the paint. Try to get layups. Try to get threes. But when it's 5 to 6 seconds on the clock, get a ball to the best player. And if you shoot a mid-range at that point, then he shoot a mid-range. But we're not going to waste the clock trying to look for a 3, 2 seconds on the clock, and we're giving it to no
disrespect. Why are you pointing
at me? Dorian Finney-Smith with 2 seconds on the clock to make a three. That's not what we or Royce O'Neal. Yeah. That's not. Oh, no. I mean, they can hit it for sure. But that's not sustainable offense for us going forward. So
it's another thing. What you're also saying is like you pass up a good mid-range shot to get a worse.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
Like, why is that the name that came to his mind?
Why?
Too, out of anybody, he's got to just say Dorian Finney-Smith.
He is the least skilled 3-and-D guy that's ever made the playoffs.
It is amazing when you look at it. He's going to end up making probably close to $100 million. And the story that came out in the morning news a couple of years ago, you're right. He is a guy that he's a catch-and-shoot 3-and-D truther. He's not a guy that has anything in the way of handles. He cannot facilitate. He's not going to create for himself. But, I mean, Dodo's had moments where he is just red hot. I've always loved him. I mean, he was huge for the Mavs a couple years ago. But catching strays there. Like, this might be why people don't like. I don't think Kevin Durant's very likable. And he's a Texas guy. I've wanted to root for KD. I just can't. And a lot of it's just him putting his foot in his own mouth all the time.
I thought it was funny.
And shout out to his flexibility.
I'm defending Dodo. Dodo's my dude.
Dorian Finney-Smith is great, but I think that's a mistake by Houston. We have $15 million, and we're going to give it to a guy who cannot dribble or pass. I think it's a trap. Well, we need 3-and-D guys. Oh, here's Dorian Finney-Smith. Look at his three-point numbers, and he's a good on-the-ball defender. Good. Okay, have him leak out for a fast break and catch the ball at half court. What do you think is going to happen next?
Probably a turnover.
Yeah. Is it a travel or does he throw it out of bounds? I don't know. But we're not getting a bucket out of that trend, even if it's 2-on-1.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and fight you on that. But in the midst of, I mean, they're obviously a win now team. He's a guy who obviously brings defense. Yes. His three ball was pretty good. He is limited offensively. But in that rotation, I do think the Rockets are a team to be.
He's coming
right
off the
now.
Bench.
Exactly.
Right?
In this role.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, yeah. They're,
I mean,
their
you got Amon Thompson and you got a lot of good players.
They're going to be the real deal. And then you have the craziness in Milwaukee today with the local legend out of Trinity who's always rumored to be traded. And then they're like, no, we're keeping Miles Turner forever. And then boom, he's a Milwaukee Buck now. And they buy out Damian Lillard And apparently Damian Lillard didn't find out until the rest of us did on the internet that he was being bought out and now free to just go wherever. We'll see what happens with him off the Achilles at this age. Can't imagine the market's going to be overly robust for him. But Milwaukee doing everything they can to try and keep Giannis in town, so much so that they're going to be paying like $23 million per year for the next 5 years for Damian Lillard to not be on their team.
Wow.
While also paying, what, it's like 4 years, $107 million for Miles Turner. So
yeah, it's a lot of money for Miles Turner, but it's also taking away. Now, I don't know how good Indiana would be this year anyway because of no Tyrese Halliburton, but it's a big loss, I think, for the Pacers. And I do think Miles Turner has been underrated by the rest of the NBA. Like, I was listening to Wendy talk this morning. He's like, other execs are talking to him like they don't think this is that much of an upgrade over Brook Lopez. And I'm nowhere near as basketball smart. They're league execs for a reason, but I thought that was a little bit crazy. Brook Lopez has been
a nice player, and early in his career he was much better.
Yes,
but over the last couple of years, what he represents is Miles Turner's a big upgrade. You know,
but now you're paying like $50 million a year for the next 4 years for no Damian Lillard, and Miles Turner.
They're done,
and also because of the way they went about it, allegedly, reportedly, Giannis is annoyed and ticked off about it because he loves Damian Lillard. Well, and so they feel like they did him wrong, even though Damian Lillard, though he was caught off guard, is happy about the idea that he's not taking any level of a pay cut and he can now just sort of like jump on whatever team wants him in a contending environment. So anyways, kind of a crazy day in the association. There's your sesh.
Yeah, a lot of teams are getting excited around the league because of all the picks that they gave up, you know, as they were trading around for Lillard. And to try to, you know, get this team back in the championship, now could Milwaukee totally fall apart and you know, have these picks that aren't theirs that are, you know, ending up being difference-making players? It could get real ugly for Milwaukee. They might go back into a 30-year hibernation. Okay, it's time to chat with Jared Sandler on your home of the Rangers. We'll get Sand's thoughts here as they get set to host the O's again tonight.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flex hours and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're on the phone. Thank you, Lucius. Time to catch up with Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Michael Hellman made a great play last night there, running the bases, tied the game at 3 in the 7th. He joined us earlier, part of the Rangers Players Show, brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. As Sands joins us now here on the Fan, buddy. How you doing?
What's up, guys? I'll be honest with you. The entire time Michael Hellman was in the middle of some kind of action, all I could think about was David Hellman. It's a miracle I didn't call. I don't think I did. Maybe I did. But I think it's a miracle I went the whole game without calling him David Hellman.
Yeah, I teased Hellman's coming up at 3:20, and you know, people immediately thought we were talking football. But this is a cool story for this kid, and you know, it was good to get him to know him a little bit. How long do you think he has up here?
I don't know that he's got too terribly long, but who knows? You know, everyone's always got an opportunity. I know it sounds corny, but you know, everyone's got an opportunity to earn more. I guess some of it depends on, you know, the return of White Langford. You know, I imagine sometime this road trip, and maybe even, you know, as early as the end of the San Diego series, and you know, who's the guy that goes down then? You know, with Evan Carter coming back on Friday, you know, one of McKinney or Hellman will go down. I guess Alejandro Osuna, you could throw him in the mix, but either way, you probably got, with Langford and Carter coming back, you've got Osuna, Hellman, and McKinney, and only one of those guys will remain on the big league roster as long as everyone stays healthy between now and then.
So it's a DeGrom day, which maybe that helps, but what was the vibe like at the ballpark after what was just a crazy game last night? I mean, what Adolis Garcia does, you had a great call of it. It channels 2023 vibes. You're thinking, hell yes, baby, we're going to win it. And then another heartbreaker in extra innings. I mean, I can't imagine the emotional toll that this has taken on some of those players.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't in the clubhouse after, but I heard that, you know, it was as you would expect. It wasn't, you know, just like a standard loss. When the team's playing well and they lose a game because, hey, they just lost a game, it's going to happen. You might not necessarily feel it in the clubhouse, but I imagine after a game like last night, especially given that it was the third extra innings loss out of, you know, a four-game stretch all going to extra innings, that they, you know, they felt it a little bit. I think, you know, as far as on air, you know, it's always interesting getting the different read from, you know, Dave and Mike and Hixie, and, you know, Eric's off right now, but when he's here, getting his take. And, you know, I think we've all kind of alternated between, you know, feeling maybe a little more optimistic than the others or being the one who's more down. And Dave was a lot more optimistic. And, you know, his take is a pretty simple one. The Rangers are 3.5 games back of a playoff spot. And he feels like they're playing more competitive baseball, and it doesn't feel great because they've lost 3 of 4. But at the end of the day, they're only 3.5 games back of a playoff spot, right? So, yeah. You know, it's an interesting juxtaposition, right? Because I think on one hand, it's fair if you were to say, gosh, they just can't get going. Like, do they have that next gear? But then on the other hand, yeah, I mean, you look at the standings, it's not like they're out of anything. And so maybe if you feel like the arrow's going in the right direction, maybe you would feel better about it. I was a little bummed because I thought it was another opportunity or another game where it's just missed opportunities. For me, in the 8th and the 9th innings, it just felt like it was right there for them, and they couldn't quite get that one big hit or big ball in play.
Jared, what's the status of the bullpen? Because they've been having to put some work
hard
in.
Huh? Yeah. Well, you got Dane Dunning, which he's here for Cole Wynn, but Cole Wynn, I'd imagine, you know, would have perhaps been available, but I think Dane Dunning maybe, you know, be able to give several innings if needed. But yeah, I mean, you'd think that even with the off day Thursday, you'd love to not, you know, run the guys you ran out there again tonight. I think in a perfect world, it's like the last time DeGrom met up with Brandon Young last week, and the Rangers have the game in control, and you don't really need to worry about using a leverage arm. You know, whether that means DeGrom going six or seven or into the eight, whatever it means, whenever, you know, he's reached his finish line, you don't need to worry about a high leverage arm. You can just get someone to help get you to the finish line.
Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation. What do we need to know about Billy McKinney, who's up from Round Rock?
Yeah, Plano West guy, second time in the organization. Zach, did you know him? And what's the...
Yeah, I knew of Billy McKinney. He was pretty damn good. He graduated just after I left Plano, but he was up and coming, like one of these big stars in the area.
Yeah, so you know, he went to Plano West. He was a first round pick of the A's. Super athlete. Just it hasn't quite clicked for him at the big league level. And let's just, you know, being honest, at 30 years old, it probably isn't going to click the way you would think maybe for a first-round pick, but that's not to say that, you know, he can't make adjustments and be a guy who is an everyday rostered player, right? Fills a role of some kind. You know, he can run well. You know, if he can play the field, then, you know, maybe there's a place for him. It's, you know, it's a cool story because he's a local guy, but, you know, he'll have a chance maybe a game, maybe two games off the bench, you know, whatever the role might be to show that he's got a little juice in the tank. And again, that athleticism, you know, could play well for this team.
Any signs the guys are starting to lose faith or confidence that this season could turn around?
Yeah, I don't think so, Gavin. And I'd also tell you that I don't know that I would be able to pick up on that, like, collectively. You know, you can tell, like, let's be honest, Josh Jung. Is Josh Jung feeling amazing right now? No, he's not. And you can tell, right? But I don't know that it's anything that's a detriment as much as it's just a guy who cares and knows that he has really been going through it and is just working his tail off to get out of it. I don't think that there's a loss of belief or a loss of faith. And I think some of that is, you know, who are your leaders, right? And, you know, what is their disposition? We know that Marcus Semien's disposition really doesn't change. And Corey Seager's really doesn't change. And Nathan Eovaldi is not a guy who's going to be the first one to raise his hand and throw in the, you know, the towel, right? So I think you take cues from those guys, and I don't think that this team has gotten to that point. Now, to a man, do they know that they have not achieved what they believe and what a lot of us believe they're capable of achieving? Absolutely. There's no two ways about it. They're not in denial there, but I don't think they feel like they're out of it.
We got Jake Berger making some moves to return.
Yeah, rehab assignment beginning tonight. So, you know, hopefully that will, you know, lead to a return here. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, but probably in San Diego. You know, who knows, right? Obviously, Jake has had some nice stretches. He's scuffled a little bit, but, you know, sometimes guys take some time off, they come back, and they're recharged. And hopefully with Jake Berger and Wyatt Langford and then Jock Peterson, I mean, even if these guys are like the absolute average of what you would expect their potential outcome range to be, right? So like best case Jock, worst case Jock, even if it's in the middle, best case Berger, worst case, best case Wyatt, worst. If you just get like that 50th percentile outcome from those three guys, those are going to be significant additions, and hopefully they can get that from those guys when they come back. And it looks like Jake's going to be the first one to find his way back in the lineup.
So DeGrom, hell, last time he got to face these guys last week, we were flirting with a perfect game and a no-no. How good do you think he's feeling about this one tonight? We're going to see something special?
Well, tonight is a perfect example of something that, you know, it fascinates me with the sport is the cat and mouse game. So DeGrom knows they're obviously going to make some adjustments. So what adjustments is he going to make, or is he going to make any adjustments? And, you know, I know that you know that you know that I know that we all, you know, it's one of those things, right? So, I think he feels really good. He was arguably the best pitcher in the American League in June. Would not surprise me if he was the June pitcher of the month in the AL. He was obviously the Rangers player of the month. He has been pitching lights out, and the Rangers really need another one of those types of performances tonight, and they need him, you know, to hopefully give them about six, maybe seven innings, just because of the question Eric asked earlier in terms of their bullpen, if it's going to be a close game. The need for that maybe isn't as strong if the Rangers can get some separation and get a sizable lead.
J. Jared, thank you so much for your time, buddy. We'll catch you up with you tomorrow, man. Let's get some wins.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, and he's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. What are we doing next, Eric?
Sports hodgepodge. We got your sports quote of the day and some big-time haterade going down next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.